Ladies and gentlemen, please continue to enjoy your dessert and coffee, but I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our guest speaker for lunch. I have wanted all of my life to be able to introduce somebody by saying our speaker needs no introduction, and while that's true here, I plan to provide one anyway. Judge Janice Rogers Brown was born the daughter of an Alabama sharecropper. She attended, as a young woman, a segregated school. Eventually making her way to California, she received a BA from California State University, a JD from UCLA, and achieving this while being a single mom, and later managed to obtain an LLM from the University of Virginia. She worked for several government agencies in California and also worked in private practice. In 1996, Governor Pete Wilson appointed her to the California Supreme Court. Subsequently, after a very long and contentiously fought battle, her nomination by Bush saw her become, in 2005, a federal judge to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. I'm sure all of you were shocked to discover that the Senate would fight a nomination like that. And I like to think that it's important to be known by who your enemies are, not just your friends. And if you have those kinds of enemies, you are certainly a friend of mine. I would like to call to your attention Justice Brown's opinions. I think they're well worth reading. And while I'm not going to go into them, I just want to make a few comments about them because it's something that's rarely taken seriously outside of the judge's decision. But I think her opinions are insightful. They are judiciously crafted and incredibly nuanced. And I urge all of you who have an interest in law to actually read the details of those opinions. Now, one particular insight I want to call to your attention. While most of us believe that the road down to socialism began about four presidents ago, Judge Brown remarked that socialism began, of course, this is not her remark, not in 2008, that's my remark, but her remark is it began in 1937 with the minimum wage laws of the New Deal. That, I think, is a noteworthy comment. Justice Janice Rogers Brown embodies everything that is right about America. Her courage renews the sources of our greatness, and she is living proof that she and America are exceptional. Will you please join me in welcoming Justice Brown?